Hey everyone, I'm Jevin Malte.
And I'm Joe Mellon.
And welcome to Built in a Day podcast, where we help business and idea people move their business forward by helping them run tests in a single day. In each episode, we select a single business and help them learn if an idea is worth pursuing or if they have some features that are worth building. All right. Hey everyone, welcome back to Built in a Day. Joe, how are you doing?
Doing great. I'm excited to hear what Mike has in store for us.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Woo!
Pleasure. Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on.
Yeah, sure. I'm a basketball guy, I guess. I've been playing for over 30 years now. I represented England as a 17-year-old, so I represented England under 19s as a 17-year-old. I played in the second highest level in this country for a good few years, got voted an all-star. And most recently, I was the assistant coach at a professional basketball team here in the UK. Where I am now, I've got a daytime job and I'm looking to build my business of helping people kind of unlock their potential, whether that's in sports or life. Mm-hmm. My journey kind of started probably 3 years ago. I've got to the age where my body doesn't do what my mind wants it to do.
Okay.
My head's like, yeah, go on. My body's like, no, don't even think about it. So it's that transferring the knowledge to helping others. So I went through a kind of self-development phase and I've studied NLP, emotional intelligence, and psychology. And a couple of years ago, I went on an emotional intelligence course based in Manchester. Mm-hmm. But it uses the science of an American doctor called Dr. Paul Ekman. And he's identified seven universal emotions that he did some research in a tribe in Papua New Guinea who have, you know, they have limited access to the outside world. And he identified that they demonstrate the same facial expressions as someone in, you know, a well-built up area. There were seven of those, which include fear, anger, sadness, disgust, happiness, contempt, and sadness.
Right. I heard about this research because this is what Inside Out took four of those for the movie, as I understand.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But it's based on his research.
Yeah, and you might know there's a series done with Tim Roth called Lie to Me or Lie to You.
Okay.
So that used the same science there. And so Cliff is the kind of UK representative of Paul Ekman's work. So I went on this course and immediately I was thinking, there's a crossover into sport here because – you know, team sports, you talk to fake or you'll try and offset your opponent to gain an advantage. So I said to Cliff, I said, look, there's something here, but I don't know how to move forward with it. What would you suggest? And he said, go away, do some research and come back to me. So in my own time, I ended up traveling around the northwest of England and I ended up filming 200 individual athletes from amateur to pro. I analysed 1,000 clips of people in a one-on-one situation.
Okay.
And even with my own experience, there were things I was noticing that was like, wow, I never knew people did that. Hmm. And for something to be kind of conclusive, Cliff was saying I had to hit 65% or more of the participants had to demonstrate this.
So you started doing this research, you're making some conclusive results. So where did that take you in this journey about either building a business or coaching or where you're at today?
Well, I needed to do a pilot scheme and I reached out to people and said, look, I've done this research, I need a guinea pig. Who was willing to help? And someone who plays semi-professional football in Rhode Island, New York, got in touch and said, yeah, I'm willing to have a go. So all the training was done through Skype. So once a week for 6 weeks, I'd speak to this semi-professional player and she'd keep a diary and I'd set her homework each week. And in the first week, she was quite skeptical of how effective the work would be because not only was she a semi-professional footballer, she was also a psychologist as well and counsellor, which was good for me because I knew she just wouldn't say, yes, it works or no, it doesn't. I knew she'd look at it from an objective perspective. So as the weeks went along, she was like, oh yeah, I'm learning this and I can see that this is working and I can anticipate what people are going to do now. So after the 6 weeks, she was like, I now want to introduce these concepts to the kids that I coach because I can see the benefits. Hmm. And then from there, it kind of just died. I just left it there. And then when Shane got in touch, coincidentally, you know, on Facebook, you get, you know, so many years ago, you posted this. several years ago, I posted something about emotional intelligence, and this was the academic paper that I'd co-written about this research, and that popped up. So that combined with Shane made me think I need to bring this to the forefront again and start working with people because it works. So I think with this podcast now, if I can reach out to more people and those people who show an interest in it, and you play sports, whether that's professional or just for fun, it can help you improve your game and look at the game from a very different perspective than you are now if things aren't going the right way.
Cool. So what are you proposing? Like almost like a consulting or a course, or what's the vehicle that you think you want to help people?
Yeah, well, my experience is I've written a program that can be done through Skype. So it's speaking to the individual once a week and going through the program and the manual. I've not thought about an app. I've written an ebook that's available on iTunes that kind of gives the reader an introduction to how this type of emotional intelligence can help them in a team situation. So that's available on iTunes.
And how has the feedback been from it? Has it been that people have really had change experiences from it? Have you found that people have downloaded it at all? We're just trying to figure out, you know, where are you wanting to take this thing and then how we can help you structure an experiment towards that end.
Okay, great. I'm in touch with the professional basketball team called the Manchester Giants. I connected with one of the players there who expressed an interest in taking part in a program. So I've spoken to him twice now, giving him a bit of a background of how it'll happen, what to expect. So he's in place, ready to be my kind of guinea pig, the kind of test subject. Where I want this to go, I understand that the USA accept this kind of training and, you know, the kind of coaching a lot more than we do in the UK. In the UK, this kind of thing is kind of frowned upon, or it's not taken as seriously as it could be. Just because, you know, we're British. I think that's the British attitude.
Well, I think I'm going to step in here. I think I want to like kind of push a little bit to get this more concrete.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a sentence and I want you to fill it out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell X to Y for X for Z dollars. So just finish that sentence. I'm going to sell what?
Okay.
So what are you selling, a service? Or it sounds like you're selling like a athletic training service.
Sounds like a coaching, like an athletic coaching, like one-on-one.
Service,
is that right?
Maybe?
Yeah. It's a coaching program, but it's for the mind. Or, you know, okay. Your mental.
So we're going to do a mental coaching program for athletes.
Yes.
To Y, which is what I'm guessing athletes or adult athletes or what? Describe who is your ideal customer.
Okay. So in this situation, it will be adult athletes.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to sell a mental coaching program to adult athletes for how many dollars?
So it's a six-week program. Let's say $400.
Great. So I'm going to sell a six-week mental strength program, let's
mental
call
strength,
it that,
yeah,
to adult athletes for $400.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Awesome. That's your first idea. If that doesn't work, that's fine. You can change it, whatnot. Our goal is now to get you to test that, to see if you can go get someone to pay you $400 for this program.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, yes. Mike, does that seem like the biggest risk in your business right now? It sounds like you're pretty confident that if they went through the course, you could actually really help them. So maybe not, that's a risk, but is the biggest risk that you see actually getting people to sign up for what you propose?
Yeah, here in the UK, people are skeptical.
Okay, so specifically if we talk about Y person, so it's an adult.
Okay.
An adult athlete in the UK. Is that, you want to specifically target people in the UK? Is that right?
Let's target people in the USA.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's forget the UK. Say adult athlete in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, we're just going to focus on figuring out how to test that test for this podcast.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Awesome. Cool. Okay, so do you have any people in the US that you know that you can share this idea with and see if they'll buy?
I've got connections through LinkedIn.
Great.
I can reach out to them.
Great. Okay, so how about we just start the test is you're going to contact 10 people that fit this description in LinkedIn. Do you think you have 10 people?
Definitely, yeah.
Great. Why don't we do 10, at least 10 people. Mm-hmm. This is literally like copy and pasting a message, a LinkedIn message to them.
Yeah.
You're going to send that and you're going to say, it's this, you know, and you're going to ask them, are you interested in this course?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to come back and you're going to tell us how many of those people, so how many messages you send out, how many people said yes, why did they say yes, why did they say no?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Awesome. This would be really awesome to see. Do you think that if you learned that and you tried that, do you think you'd get some good information out of it and move yourself forward?
Yeah, I mean, even if they don't, any feedback that I get, I can work with.
Done. Awesome. Jevin, you want to add anything?
Yeah, I think the only key is, yeah, if you could try to say, here's what I'm proposing, here's how much. And then I think the key will be the conversation that happens afterwards. Just like what you said, Mike, is, you know, why not? Or, wow, what is it that really seemed to turn you guys over, you know, into doing that? I think that's where you're going to get the really key learning.
So yeah, definitely.
That should be the focus.
This is great.
Right. So Mike's going to go hit some people up on LinkedIn, find out if they're going to propose this course, see if people buy, and if not, get some conversations going. Mike, looking forward to hearing how that goes.
Great stuff. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for your help, guys.
All right, guys. So we're going to talk to Mike in like a week or something, but for you in podcast land, you'll hear from us in 10 seconds. All right, welcome back, everyone. It's been, I don't know, a couple of weeks for us. Much has happened. Mike and Joe, how are you guys doing?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, good. Yeah, hi, Jevy.
Great. So, Mike, you have a course for emotional intelligence for people with sport. You're going to go out and contact some professional amateur kind of athletes or teams that you think would be great candidates for it. Tell us what you did and what happened and what you learned.
Okay, so I've got quite a few connections on LinkedIn, sports people, both professional and amateur, and I created a message inviting them all to have a look at my program, have a talk about my program, ask questions about my program, inviting them really to see how they'd benefit from the program. And as in our first discussion, it was agreed that they'd pay $400 to take part in this program. Unfortunately, no one got back to me. However, one of my former players, who now plays professionally in England, for Manchester, he agreed to participate, but it was free though. He didn't have the money. So I've been working with him for 3 weeks now. And the emotional intelligence part of it is, in basketball, you're taught to look at the kind of chest area because that's the only part of the body you can't fake. Now, through my research, where I analysed 200 players of different abilities and looked at 1,000 clips, the research suggests it's better to concentrate on the face. And the reason why you concentrate on the face is the face leaks information, so through the eyes and through the mouth. Mm-hmm. And on the first week of me explaining how it works to this player, he went away, started focusing on people's faces, and he said it was difficult at first because he's got that habit of looking at the core. But when he was able to do it, he noticed one of the other players, when he was going to drive left, his tongue would come out of his mouth to the left. So he did that before he made that move, and if he was going right, his tongue would come out to the right. So because he then learned that kind of information that was being leaked, he could then anticipate the direction the player was going to go in, and he could cut him off.
Wow. So he already saw some results even after 1 week of using your course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. Wow. So the impact, I think it sounds like there's some real clarity in that if people were to take this course and apply it to their own sport, there can be some real results. However, it sounds like the approach that you had taken to get signups was not successful or was not getting the results that you like. Joe, do you have anything to weigh in here?
Well, it's a good test. So it seems like you, just to make it concrete, you reached out to, 20 people or something like that on LinkedIn?
15 to 20, yeah.
Great. And then none of them responded, or did none of them respond, or did they respond saying no?
No, as part of my message, I said, if you're not interested in taking part, please let me know why. But I just got nothing back.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think one thing about that, which is good, is, I mean, you learned sending messages on LinkedIn did not get you any customers and also didn't get you any responses. Mm-hmm. So in terms of constructive feedback or why. So, you know, I probably wouldn't keep doing that, but I think there's probably other learnings from that. LinkedIn is traditionally, at least with the messaging feature, is a lot about recruiters and a lot of spam comes through there.
That's true.
So personally, what I've found, or another way of doing it that I found, is if you message someone on LinkedIn, you also follow them and tweet at them on Twitter.
Okay.
And So like when they have someone attacking them or like messaging them from multiple angles, it's a different experience because they realize that you actually care about them as a person. You're not just going through a contact list in LinkedIn and kind of spamming people.
Yeah, of course. It's a bit more personal, isn't it?
I don't think it really says much about like anything about your course or anything like that. It's just that like sending messages to 20 people on LinkedIn netted you zero responses.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good find. Yeah, I guess, is there any, like, what's the next test you would do or the next thing you would try?
I think because I'm working with this guy who plays professional basketball now, when I get the result from him, because he's keeping like a diary and a bit of a reflection sheet. So when he's completed that, I can approach him and say, look, you've seen the impact of this now. Are you happy to go and tell other people about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a good idea.
I think that's great. One thing, just to weigh in, sometimes it's hard to make hypotheses as to why a test doesn't work, or rather come to conclusions why a test didn't work. But one thing, it sounds like, if you had an incredible, you know, outreach paragraph or message to people where it really reaches deep into their pain point, I think it's usually very compelling for them to reply back with even a very simple, like, wow, cool, or not for me. So I wonder then if at this point with doing kind of outreach through text, through email, you maybe haven't established or communicated to the pain that they're already experiencing. So I wonder if instead of doing text outreach, for example, by email or by LinkedIn, if you can try to get kind of in-person interviews so that you can find out and keep asking those questions like why, keep going deep into why to really get to the root of what their pain is so that you can get some learning from that. And hopefully you'll find some commonality such that you can now be more educated in putting together a more compelling text-based outreach. And all of that will be helpful for landing pages and stuff, but that might be a way just to draw back from the text so that you can get some more meaningful discussions maybe at this stage is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, a response, you know, that's something I can work with, whether it's negative or positive. And like I said, I can start asking the whys then and start digging down as to, you know, where they actually are right now and how their performance is. Because, you know, the professional athletes, they get paid based on their performance, you know, and their value either increases or decreases. And if I can find a player whose value isn't that high for whatever reason, then I can say, okay, look, if you get into this program, your value will go up because you'll learn skills that very few people out there are aware of. Coaches, scouts, they'll see that difference in your performance just from going through my program. Mm. And that adds value to you. It adds value to the program as well. I think, you know, it's people who are struggling, athletes who are struggling and just don't really understand why they're struggling. I think they'd be my ideal clients.
Makes sense. Joe, any last thoughts?
I mean, I think it's just great that you went out there and tried that. I think that just continuing on in the process and just, you know, trying different things out there is really good. I would say my challenge with you is not just like get prepared for getting to the testimonial, but I think also just like continuing with trying to get three people to have a conversation with you on the phone where you're asking them why. I think that'd be really, really great.
Yeah. I'd just like to throw out that there's the strength and conditioning coach at the New York Knicks. He was one of the people who I got in touch with. So, you know, the Knicks are struggling. I think I'm going to keep sending him messages and see if I can get something from there.
Cool.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. That was really great. I appreciate, you know, you on our show. And Jevin, you want to...
Yes. As Joe said, Mike, thanks a lot for coming on. So from Joe, Mike, and myself, until next time, keep on testing.